When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get from the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple products, by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. Very happy to have on the show with me right here, right now, 2016's Eric Burrell, incoming class of 2016 for college football. He has a top nine that is set. He's a defensive back looking at schools that have given him an opportunity. There's plenty of schools out there, but there is a top nine in no specific order of Duke, Arizona, Boston College, Iowa, Nebraska, Rutgers, Syracuse, Wisconsin, and Virginia. So Eric and I will be talking about those nine, as well as his last season of high school football, which will be playing at the McDonough School in Owings Mills, Maryland, and so much more. Eric, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing very well. And this top nine, you know, most people come out with a top five or a top ten. You kind of changed the game here, made it an odd number. What made it a top nine for you?
Those top nine was just stand out to me. I didn't really have another school that I was very interested in, so I just so happened to have nine. I was looking for 10. I didn't, but I was the odd person, so I just had top nine. That was the school that I felt comfortable with.
So let's start with like I said, in no specific order, let's start with the first school I mentioned, Duke. What put Duke in the top nine for you?
Oh, yeah. I just went up there two times, actually. I just came to one of their football camps. I just watched the football camp and relaxed with some of the coaches. I really like their facilities. They showed me around with me and Pat, and I really liked it. The head coach was pretty cool, and I liked the DB's coach, so I felt comfortable with Duke.
What can you say about Duke's head coach, David Cutcliffe, and what your relationship is with him?
I've been talking to him almost every other day. He's a good guy. He's really down to earth with you. He'll tell you what you need and tell you things that I can do to accomplish in life, and he's just a very cool guy.
What is it about, and like you said, you got to go up to Duke a couple times. What was the lasting memory from Duke? What's the one thing that really made Duke stand out for you?
The players I've been around, they tell me how fun everything is. Just being in that Duke's atmosphere, and the academics is very hard, but if you use your time wisely, you'll do pretty well.
Who are some of the players at Duke that you've gotten to build a relationship with?
Devon Edwards, he's a cornerback. I was just talking to him because he was working at camp. Then Alan Jackson, he's a McDonough alumni. I was talking to him, and I'm keeping in touch with him.
And then to go from the East Coast all the way over to the West Coast, Arizona, you're from Maryland. What made Arizona a piece of this top nine for you?
I really like the weather. Pac-12, I've been talking to the coaches, and we just want to come out there. It's far away, so I'm probably trying to take the official there, and I just want to see how I like it.
What made I know you said Pac-12 and it's on the West Coast, but specifically, is there anything about Arizona school itself that stands out to you?
They've been producing a lot of guys. They're known for having a good program. And I'm also a pretty good academic school, so that's what really stood out to me. I don't know what the campus looks like because I haven't been there, but hopefully I get there. I just won't expect nothing less.
Are they a definite for one of your five officials?
Probably.
Okay.
More than likely.
Boston College, back on the East Coast. What is it about the Eagles that you like?
I went up there. I took a tour up there. I forgot the date, but I've been talking to Coach Limbaugh. He's a very good, cool coach. and Coach Leo, he's a recruiter. Went up there. I really liked the coaches. They sat me down, went over some plays. I really liked the campus. And, I mean, they're a good academic school, so, I mean, that stood out to me.
Boston College not too far away from home. I know there's other schools that aren't either. How important is that for you? I mean, I know we just talked about Arizona, but does that weigh a big factor, having family close by when you go to college?
I mean, I would love to have family come to my games and close by, but it is what it is. I'm doing whatever is best for me and my family. If I have to go far away, I'll go far away. But, I mean, whatever's the best fit for me, that's the place I'll be.
Boston College, biggest takeaway from being on campus there, what was the lasting memory?
lasting memory. I sit down. I forgot the player. He's a safety. I forgot his name, though. We sat down a lot. He was just watching ESPN with all the coaches, and I really liked the coaches.
Is there any specific coach? I know you mentioned a few. Is there anyone that you really feel like you've built a strong relationship with?
Probably Coach Lumba.
And what is it about that relationship that makes you feel like it is a close one?
He's a cool guy. He's been keeping in contact with me. Pretty much that's it. And he really likes the show. He's been recruiting hard, so I mean, I love that, so I appreciate what he's been doing.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With FanHand, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
This bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time.
I'd like to have my graduation here.
All you have to do is call 315-948-3100.
I'd like to have my wedding here.
You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here.
This is a good workout, too, Dad.
It is a good workout. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dad, what's that number again? That was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. Well, we're having fun over here at Get Air Syracuse. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping.
Get air.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Before we talk about Iowa, I want to make mention that you just made a Kevin Hart noise, is what I would like to put it at. There was some Kevin Hart in there, Eric. So I got to give respect to the man, Kevin. So, but Iowa, Midwest school in Iowa, what can you say about them?
He's a good coach, and the Iowa, it's far, it's the middle of nowhere, but I just really think that that's a good academic school. Chris White, he's a coach there, he's a recruiter. He just been sending me some information about all the academics and all that stuff, and he said he's a Maryland guy too, and just keep in contact with him. He's just been telling me the stuff that they've been doing, like out of season, team bonding and stuff. So I really enjoy that.
What puts Iowa in the top nine? What separates them from some of the other schools that offered you?
Their program. They produce a lot of guys, and from what I heard, they're a good academic program. But I don't know until I get there. So we'll just see how that goes.
Nebraska, another Midwest school. Does it fall along the same lines as Iowa at this point?
Yep. You're right about that. I haven't been there yet. I've been talking to Coach Stewart. He was a Maryland coach. I've been talking to him. So, it's looking good right now.
Tell me what Coach Stewart and you have spoken about, what kind of that bond is.
We've just been keeping in contact. He's just been asking me, what am I doing on the weekends or stuff. Just keeping in contact with me, and I really like that, man. He's just been talking about when's the best time I can get up there, and I think I'm set official for September 11th.
Okay, for Nebraska. And Wisconsin is another school that's some distance from you. Wisconsin, a Big Ten school, where do they kind of set up in your top nine? Why are they there?
They're going to come out. Wisconsin is pretty cold, but it is what it is once you're thinking about the weather. It's Big Ten. I would love to play in the Big Ten. Coach Jones, he's just been keeping in contact with me on Twitter. Same thing as Coach Stewart has been doing. And, I really like him.
anything about Wisconsin? I know you said you'd love to play in the Big Ten. Rutgers is in there too. Is the Big Ten a primary conference in your mind right now, or is the ACC, and I mean, are there other conferences that have an opportunity to get you?
It doesn't really matter to me about conference. I would love to be in either one of them. As long as I pick the best school for me, I have no problem.
Let's look at some of the, finishing up with some of the schools here on the East Coast. One that's around that Maryland area, well, they all are at this point with the three that we're talking about. Virginia, what can you say about them?
Oh, man, Virginia, that's a good school. I really like Coach London. Sat down in his office, broke down some film and stuff like that. He's a very cool guy. He told me about his background, and he's a very humble guy, and he's having an upcoming program, so we'll just see how that goes. I'm not sure if I'll take a fish or there, but I'll let everybody know when if I do decide.
What is it about Mike London that you like so much? Because I can connect with you on the point that you made, you know, about him being humble. He's very human about how he goes about everything in the times that I've gotten to talk to him. So what is it about Mike that, how would you describe him as a person and as a coach as well?
He's a cool guy. He was telling me once he became a police officer and all that, his daughter and stuff. So once somebody tells me that and I have a connection to that's very, heart-to-heart, and I'm just so happy that he told me about that, and I think he's a very good guy.
Virginia, anything about the school, the program itself, that really sticks out to you outside of Coach London?
The academic support that they have. It's a good academic school, once again. I have a couple guys going there, but not football, and they just tell me how much they love it, and that's pretty it.
The last two to talk about in your top nine are rivals. They've been rivals for a long time, even though they don't play each other anymore. And we'll start with Rutgers. What can you say about them?
I've been up there. It's a very cool place. It's the most memorable place I can have. That like they're redoing their locker rooms, and it looks pretty good. once again, I like the coaches. Sat down. Broke down some film, and it was pretty good.
You said, you know, that you had a memorable time there. What are some of the things, either from the coaches or current players or whatever, that you took away with you?
Some players all the coaches went out of the room, and I was just talking to two of the players. I forgot them, but one lives in Florida. I forgot to mention that. But I just sat down with them, and they didn't tell me no BS. They're just keeping it real with me, and I really like that.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com ladycom with the bamboo line, relaxed fit clothing, as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com ladycom. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe isn't just about a drink. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 and a half West Malamia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
And finally, Your last of your top nine that we're talking about, once again, no specific order for those listening in. Syracuse, what can you say about the Orange?
I went out there, I really liked it. I really liked what they presented to me. I sat down with the coach. He reminds me of Coach London. He's a really cool guy, and that's all I can ask.
And when you said you got to sit down with the coach, they reminded you of Coach London. Was it sitting down with Scott Schaefer, the head coach?
It was good. He's just telling me he wasn't, like, cutting any corners. He was keeping it real with me. He's the type of guy that if you do something wrong, he's going to tell you about it. If you do something good, he's going to tell you about it. So, I mean, just having a relationship like that, that's all I can ask for.
You said you had a good visit when you went to Syracuse. What are some of the things that you liked about your visit?
Once again, I didn't really talk to the academic people, but once again, I have some people that go to Syracuse from McDonough, but they're not football players, but they just tell me how the academic is very helpful. The academic support is very helpful, and it's just a good program, and I like what Syracuse is coming.
But when you look at your top nine, what can you say about all of these schools together? I mean, do you want to narrow it down even more before school starts, or how do you kind of look at it?
As of right now, I'm going to keep them right now, but I'm going to try to narrow it down so it's not, it could be less stressful for me, but we'll see how everything goes, and we'll see who's recruiting the hardest, and, you know, just having little stuff like that, and we'll just see how everything plans out.
How's your family been throughout the whole process as far as support and kind of guiding you through this?
My family's my best support. I can tell them everything, and they won't say anything about it. They just say wherever your heart is, go wherever your heart is.
And has your heart kind of, and I know you're not necessarily going to say it, but do you feel like your heart may be pulling you in certain directions right now?
As of right now, probably not. I'm not going to mention any schools, but I mean, all of them have a shot because I haven't did an official there. Business is just business, nothing like official, so we'll just see how that goes.
You had told me that you were probably going to make your decision after your final high school season at McDonough. Some people want to get it out of the way. You know, a lot have been verbally committing over the summer. What makes you want to wait until after the last season that you're going to have at McDonough? What kind of made that decision for you?
I just haven't decided what school I really want to go to. I just want to just focus on my football season and just see how that goes. Maybe I get more offers. Maybe I just I don't know. I just want to worry about football right now. I decided too late when I should have committed earlier or whatever, but I just want to see how everything goes, and after the season, I'll commit.
Is there any chance that we could see this list change for you at all?
As of right now, no, but anything can happen. We'll just see. I'll sit down with my dad, and we'll see how everything goes.
And before I let you go, Eric, since you brought Dad up, what can you say about your father, not just with football, but with life in general, how he's been there for you and how he's tried to be a beacon of positivity in this process and in any process you've had?
He's not a perfect guy, but he's always been there for me. He's my number one fan and my number one critic. He tells me, he's the type guy, he'll tell you what you're doing right, and he'll tell you what you're doing wrong, and tell you I need to change some things. So, I mean, I really love what he's been doing to me, and I appreciate it. That's the best that I can have.
So, talking about support, lastly here, obviously you're on Twitter, and that's where you put out your top nine, and you've obviously connected with different fan bases out there. You have a top nine. There's no one that you're saying you're leaning toward right now. So, what can you say to the nine fan bases that are out there on social media trying to get you to their school?
It's funny thing though. I retweet some people, you know, what they say. Sometimes I don't retweet people. I see everything out on Twitter that people mention me, and they're really funny. They send me pictures and stuff of like edit pictures, and that's really cool to me.
Well, Eric, you know, I know that they'll all be out there, especially as you continue on here with that top nine, and I thank you for taking some time to talk about it, and I appreciate everything that you're doing out there. Obviously, continue to be well and be healthy, and I know that you'll pick the right school, and I look forward to getting you back on the show in a little while to talk about that.
Okay, perfect.